بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نأخذ درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة، واليوم بإذن الله تعالى نأخذ أصلا لم نأخذ من قبل، ألا وهو أصل الإيمان بيوم القيامة، أي باليوم الآخر. ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Today, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be taking another lesson. Alhamdulillah. Today, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be taking a lesson regarding a very important matter regarding the believer, and this is Iman bil yawm al-akhir. Iman, the faith or the belief of the day of judgment. The day of judgment. And this is from the pillars of Iman. This is from the pillars of Iman. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in a hadith that came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, حين أن قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان بيوم الآخر، أو الحديث لا أقصد حديث ابن عمر، أقصد حديث جبريل عليه السلام. حديث جبريل حينما سأله جبريل، سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل ما الإيمان، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله، وأن تؤمن باليوم الآخر، أن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره، واليوم الآخر، وأن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. This reminds us of the hadith of Jibreel that came on the authority of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when Jibreel, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Iman? And he said, Iman is to believe in Allah, to believe in His angels, to believe in His books, to believe in His prophets, and to believe in the Day of Judgment, meaning that it is true that the Day of Judgment will come, to believe in the Day of Judgment, and to believe in the Qadr, the decree of Allah, the good of it and the bad. to believe in the qadr, the good of it and the bad. وقبل ما نبدأ ما ذكر الشيخ من هذه نكمل جزء من درسنا الأمس. Before we continue in that which we want to take today, we have to read from a portion of the lesson from yesterday. وَمِمَّا أَخَذْنَاهُ أَمْسِ بِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مُتَكَلِّمُ بِحَرْفٍ وَصَوْتٍ الْقُرْآنَ سَمِعَهُ مِنْهُ جِبْرِيلُ وَسَمِعَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And from that which we had taken yesterday is that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. The speech of Allah. Allah spoke the word of the Qur'an. Its letters, its words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke the word with voice. With voice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he received the Quran from Jibreel. Jibreel received the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the Quran directly from Jibreel alayhi salam. Wa kullu kutub al-munazzala kalamullah. Takallam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala به تكلم الله سبحانه وتعالى بها كلها كلامه. All of the books of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the speech of Allah, His revelation, His guidance. وكما أخذنا كلام الله عز وجل غير مخلوق فمنه بدأ وإليه يعود. فَمِنْهُ بَدَى وَإِلَيْهِ يَعُودْ. As we've taken yesterday, all of the speech of Allah, the speech of Allah is not created. فَهُوَ يعني كَلَامُ اللَّهِ صِفَةٌ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ. The speech of Allah is an attribute from His attributes. وَذَكَرْنَا الدَّلِيلَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And we have taken proof in our last lesson with regards to this. وَمِنَ الْأَدِلَّةِ أَخَذْنَا الْحَدِيثِ ذَكَرْنَا آيَاتِ ثُمَّ ذَكَرْنَا الْحَدِيثِ عَلَى أَنَّ الْقُرْآنِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. أخذنا حديث حذيفة بن يمان. أخذنا حديث حذيفة بن يمان رضي الله عنه. حين أن قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدرس الإسلام كما يدرس وش الثوب. From the proofs is the hadith that we have taken where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said Islam will wear out as the embroidery of a thobe wears out. As the embroidery of a garment, a thobe, it wears out, Islam will wear out. And he mentioned in this hadith, حَتَّى لَا يُدْرَى مَا صِيَامٌ وَلَا صَلَاةٌ وَلَا نُسُكٌ وَلَا صَدَقَةٌ وَلَا يُسْرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يُسْرَى عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي لَيْلَةٍ فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْهُ آيَةٌ وَلَا يُسْرَى عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي لَيْلَةٍ فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ منه آية. From the hadith is the statement where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Islam will wear out and it will go. You know, a lot of aspects of Islam will wear out and it will not remain in the dunya. And he mentioned to the point it will not be known what is Siyam, what is Salah, what is Zakah, what is Nusuk, what is the rites of pilgrimage, what is charity. And he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the book of Allah, Kitab Allah, will be raised up, will be taken back at night, and there will not remain on the earth a single verse from the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْيَوْمِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى كَمَا ذَكَرْنَا نَأْخُذْ الَّذِي يعني نأخذ درسا في الإيمان باليوم الآخر. وقبل ذلك قد نسينا نذكر جزء من المتن في نهاية الصفحة. قال الشيخ حيث يرفع من صدور الرجال, بمعنى أن القرآن سيرفع من صدور الرجال, كلام الله سيرفع من صدور الرجال والصحف. Mentioned that the Quran will be raised up from the aspect it will be raised up and taken out of the breasts of men, and also out of the pages. It will be taken out of the breast of men, and it will be taken out of the pages of the Mus'haf. حيث يرفع من صدور الرجال والصحف. وقد حصل نحو هذا في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ففي صحيح مسلم بعث أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه إلى قراء أهل بصرة. He mentioned that something similar to this took place in the era, in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as what has been mentioned in Sahih Muslim. He said that Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he traveled to, he was sent to the people of the Qurra of Basra, the people, the inhabitants of Basra. Basra in Iraq. Basra is in Iraq. فدخل عليه 300 رجل. And when he went to Basra, 300 men entered in upon him. قد قرأوا القرآن. These 300 men, they are from the reciters of the Quran. فقال أنتم خيار أهل البصرة. He said, you all are the best of the people of Basra. وقراؤهم, and their reciters. فتلوه, says, so continue reading it, meaning continue reading the Quran. He said, continue reading it. ولا يطولن عليكم الأمد فتقسوا قلوبكم. Said, do not. He said, continue reading the Quran. ولا يطولن عليكم الأمد فتقسوا قلوبكم. He said, and know that, do not extend the time period while not reading it. Your hearts will become hardened. كما قصت قلوب من كان قبلكم. As the hearts of those who've come before you became hardened. He said, do not stay away from reading the Quran. Read the Quran. And do not be prolonged at avoiding the recitation of the Quran. Your hearts will become hardened. هذا الدليل على أن الذي لا يقرأ كتاب الله قلبه يكون قاسيا. قلبه يكون قاسيا. This is proof that the one who does not read the Quran, does not read the book of Allah, his heart will become hardened. فقال يعني فتقسو قلوبكم كما قصت قلوب من كان قبلكم. Your heart will be hardened, similar to how the hearts of those who come before you became hardened. وَإِنَّا كُنَّا نَقْرَأُ سُورَةً كُنَّا نُشَبِّهُهَا فِي الطُّولِ وَالشِّدَّةِ بِبَرَاءَةٍ فَأُنْسِيتُهَا غَيْرَ أَنِّي قَدْ حَفِفْتُ مِنْهَا لَوْ كَانَ بِنْ آدَمْ وَادِيًا مِنْ مَالٍ لَبْتَغَى وَادِيًا ثَالِثًا. The Sahabi Jalil Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he mentioned, he said, do not leave off reading the Qur'an, the Book of Allah. Do not let a period of time go by without you reading the Book of Allah. As your hearts will become hard, lest your hearts will become hardened, similar to the hearts of those who come before you became hardened. He said, verily, I used to read a surah, and we used to see it to resemble the length, we find it be the length and the shidda, the hardship, meaning the length and the tool of Surah Al-Bara, and I was made to forget it. Other than I remember one particular portion of it. غَيْرَ أَنِّي قَدْ حَفِظْتُ مِنْهَا. And it shows that it will come a time when individuals will have memorized a good portion or a long surah. And as time go on, they will be made to forget this long surah that they memorized. And they may just remember one portion of it. How many of us were like this? كَمْ مِنَّا هَكَذَا نَحْفَظْ سُورَةً أَوْ بَعْضَ السُّورَ ثُمَّ إِنْ لَمْ نُرَاجِعِ الْقُرْآنَ نُرَادْنَا نُرَاجِعِ السُّورَ نَنْسَى كَمَا قَالَ فَأُنْسِيتُهَا غَيْرَ أَنِّي قَدْ حَفِظْتُ مِنْهَا. Said, I was made to forget it. Other than a point that I remember a portion of it. He said, if the sons of Adam were given two valleys of money, he would have wished that he had a third valley. قَالَ لَوْ كَانَ لِبْنْ آدَمْ وَادِيَانِ مِنْ مَالٍ لَبْتَغَى وَادِيًا ثَالِثًا. He would have wished or desired to have a third valley. قَالَ وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفِ بِنْ آدَمْ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفِ بِنْ آدَمْ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. And nothing will fill the belly of the sons of Adam except for dirt. يعني بمعنى أَنَّ كُلَّنَا سَنَمُوتُ كلنا سنموت كل بني آدم سيموت. قال يعني لو كان لابن آدم واديان من مال لابتغى واديا ثالثا ولا يملأ جوف ابن آدم إلا التراب. It shows the strong desire that the people of this dunya, the children of Adam, they have strong desires for the worldly life, strong desires to increase in wealth. If they were to be given two valleys of money, two valleys of gold, two valleys of wealth, they would wish to have a third valley. And at the same time, while he's in this state, he should know, لا يملأ جوف ابن آدم إلا التراب. That he should know that it is only, his stomach will only be filled with dirt, meaning when he passes away. وَكُنَّا نَقْرَأْ سُورَةً, he said, and we used to read a surah. كُنَّا نُشَبِّهُهَا بِإِحْدَى الْمُسَبِّحَاتِ فَأُنْسِيتُهَا. So we used to read a surah, and we used to see it to resemble one of the musabbihat. And one of the musabbihat are the surahs, the chapters of the Quran that start off with sabbaha lillahi or subhanallah. Starts off with subhanallah, like Surah At-Taghabun or Surah Al-Hadid, Surah Al-Hashr, Naam, Surah Al-A'la. These are surahs that start off with al-musabbihat, with start off with the text of saying subhanallah. He said, "Kunna nushabbihuha بإحدى المسبحات فأنسيتها غير أني حفظت منها." He said that we used to read a surah, and we used to see this surah to resemble one of the musabbihat, and we were made to forget it, other than that I remember from it this verse. قال غير أني حفظت منها يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون إلى آخر الآية. He said, "I forgot the surah, forgot it, other than the section where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 'O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do?' فتكتب شهادة في أعناقكم فتسألون عنها يوم القيامة." He said, "This will be written, this witnessing testimony will be written on your necks, and you will be asked about it, Yawm al-Qiyamah. We will be asked about that which we remember from the Qur'an, that which we remember from this deen, Yawm al-Qiyamah." نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. والشاهد من هذا الحديث الطويل الذي ذكر الشيخ أن القرآن يرفع من صدور الرجال، فعلينا أن نراجع القرآن ونهتم بحفظ القرآن وبتطبيق القرآن وتدبر الآيات والمعاني التي فيه. The point is, there will be a time when the Qur'an will be taken or raised up from the breasts of men. And it is incumbent upon us in this day and time, خاصة نحن مقبلون على شهر رمضان, أن نهتم بقراءة القرآن. It is a must that we take importance, especially being that we are about to enter into the month of Ramadan, that we take importance with reading the Qur'an, with memorizing the Qur'an to the best of our abilities, and also contemplating and pondering the verses therein to understand the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة الإيمان باليوم الآخر. And from the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah is the belief in the last day. وَمَا فِيهِ مِمَّا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And also not just to believe in the Day of Judgment, to believe also in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of regarding that which will take place. وَحَتَّى نؤمن بما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سننه. لأن هناك من ينتسب إلى القرآن ويهتم بآيات القرآن, أما الأحاديث الصحيحة يشكون في آيات الله عز وجل من سنن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تكلم بالوحي وأخبرنا في سنته عما سيحصل يوم القيامة, أخبرنا عن يوم الآخر, فعلينا أن نؤمن بما أخبرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى عنه في القرآن, وكذلك نؤمن بما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سننه. It's a must that the believer believes in that which Allah informed us of regarding Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, and also to believe in that which Allah informed us of regarding the last day. And we believe in that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of from his authentic sunnah. We say this because there are some who believe in the Quran, or say they believe in the Quran, and they take what Allah commands us of the Quran, they take all of the news, all of the information, the revelation from the Quran, but when you advise them with the sunnah, and you express to the individual regarding authentic ahadith that came regarding, the ahadith that came in the books of hadith, regarding that which the Prophet ﷺ informed us of the last day, or Yawm al-Qiyamah, some individuals, they do not accept it. This is not correct. Because this is revelation. Also, the Qur'an is revelation and the Sunnah is revelation. And we do not differentiate between the Qur'an and the Sunnah with regards to revelation. The Qur'an is revelation and the Sunnah is revelation. So that which Allah informed us of in the Qur'an regarding the last day, we believe in it. And that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of in the ahadith, the narrations, which are authentic, we accept them also. فَقَالَ الشَّيْخُ وَقَالَ ذَكَرَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. He mentioned the statement of Allah, said those who believe in the unseen, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, and they establish the salah. They establish the salawat and maktuba. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and that which they have been provided with, they provide from it. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Those who believe in that which came down upon you, and also in that which came down upon those who come before you, وَالشَّاهِدْ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And regarding the Al-Akhirah, the Day of Judgment, هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. They have yaqeen, they have certainty regarding that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear to them from the Qur'an. They believe in that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of in his sunan. They have yaqeen, they have certainty. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. ثُمَّ قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These individuals, those individuals, they're upon huda, they're upon guidance from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those individuals, they are the successful. نعم. فَهَذَا الَّذِي وَاجِبْ عَلَيْنَا الْإِيمَانِ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. الحق من القرآن من السنة سيبقى إلى يوم القيامة. The truth will remain until يوم القيامة. And it is a must that we follow it ونتمسك به حتى نلقى ربنا. It is a must that we hold to the Quran, we hold to the Sunnah, until Allah calls us back. وهكذا يكون حفظ الدين لأن من علامات يوم الآخر أن الناس يكون في غفلة من أمر الله عز وجل ولا يهتمون بدينه. It is a must that we hold to the deen. And from the signs of the last day is that mankind will not be taking importance with the deen. People will be absent-minded regarding the affairs of Islam. That this deen will be preserved. كما قال الله عز وجل المؤمن يكون على بينة من أمره. The believer will be upon certainty regarding his affair. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And also as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us. جاء حديث عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تزال طائفة من أمتي يقاتلون على الحق ظاهرين إلى يوم القيامة. There's a hadith that came on the authority of Jabir. Jabir ibn Abdullah. He mentioned that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there will remain a group of people from my ummah. They will be fighting upon the truth. Clearly, upon the truth. ظاهرين إلى يوم القيامة. They will be apparent until يوم القيامة. Until the last day. To the day of judgment. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فينزل عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام فيقول أميرهم. عيسى, Jesus عليه السلام, he will come down. Allah will cause him to come down. فيقول أميرهم, he will be the leader of the believers. تعال صلي لنا. And he will say تعال, establish the salah. فيقول لا, he will say no. إن بعضكم على بعض أمراء, says some of you are leaders one to another. ف من علامات يوم الآخر أن المسلمين يكون لهم ظهور إلى يوم القيامة, يكون لهم ظهور. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث المذكور, يعني أن أهل الخير سيبقون في الأرض. From the signs of يوم القيامة is that the people of truth will remain on the earth until the last day. وهناك علامات كثيرة. There are many signs. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما سأله جبريل متى الساعة, he said, yeah, when is this hour going to be established? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل. The one who is being questioned, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who's being questioned is not more knowledgeable of it than the one who is questioning. He's not more knowledgeable than the one who is questioning, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not more knowledgeable than the one who is asking. They both don't know. Allahu a'lam. فقال وأخبره بعد ذلك عن أماراتها أي علاماتها. He informed him regarding the signs. He informed him after that regarding the signs of يوم القيامة. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تلي للأمة ربته. أن تلي للأمة ربته. That the woman from the signs is the woman will give birth to her master. She will give birth to the one who is in charge. أن ترى الحفاة العالة يتطاولون في البنيان. And you find that the naked individual, the shepherd, he will be an individual who is the shepherd, or the individual from the qabail, the people from the qabail, the Arab, the people of tribes. يتطاولون في البنيان. They will race in establishing businesses, establishing tall. They will race in building tall buildings. And other than that, from the signs, هناك علامات كثيرة. وبإذن الله تعالى غدا لأن يعني لا نريد نطول اليوم عندي على في الحلق. غدا بإذن الله تعالى نستمر في درسنا إن شاء الله في هذا الجزء. Tomorrow إن شاء الله we will continue in our lesson regarding this issue. وبإذن الله تعالى ندخل في ما يلحق بهذا, ما يلحق بهذا الدرس, الإيمان باليوم الآخر, الإيمان بالقبر. We will enter into a lesson that's associated with this lesson regarding the iman, having iman in the qabr, belief of the qabr, وما فيه من النعيم والعذاب, and regarding that which will take place in the grave, from pleasure or pain, خلافا للمعتزلة والرافضة والخوارج, and this is opposition to the belief of the Mu'tazila and the Rafida, and the Khawarij, وسائر من سار على سيرهم, and also others who have the same position that they have. أهل السنة يؤمنون باليوم الآخر ويؤمنون بالقبر, أي يؤمنون إيمانا كاملا بالقبر وما فيه من النعيم والعذاب. The believers, the true believers, they believe and have faith and believe to be true that the day of judgment will come and the last day will come, and they believe in the aspect of punishment or pleasure in the graves. Na'am. And this is in opposition to the belief of the people of deviants, such as the Mu'tazila and the Rafida and the Khawarij. And by the permission of Allah, we will continue our lesson tomorrow. Allah yubarak fikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.